Well, Tucker Carlson just dropped a bombshell about his interview with Vladimir Putin. Of course, we knew that he was in Moscow and going to be speaking with Vladimir Putin. We didn't know exactly when that was going to happen. We now know that it did. Spoke for about an hour in a wide-ranging interview, which we're going to see. It's not going to be behind a paywall. We will get to see all of it. But you'll recall, back a number of months ago, we learned that Tucker Carlson was being spied on by the NSA. And he learned that and confirmed that, that he was being spied on when, about a year ago, when he was still working at Fox News, he attempted to get it set up an interview with Vladimir Putin. They didn't want that. The Biden administration and the intelligence community did not want him to be having these interviews. And so they spied on him. And then they leaked his emails. They leaked his private information. And so then that kind of put things on hold for a little while. Well, now it's happened. And he's in Moscow. He just released this video because there was so much speculation. What's he doing? Is he interviewing him? You know, Bill Kristol wants to keep him out of the country and find out what he's doing. He's doing journalism. So he just released this report. Watch.
We're in Moscow tonight. We're here to interview the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. We'll be doing that soon. There are risks to conducting an interview like this, obviously. So we've thought about it carefully over many months. Here's why we're doing it. First, because it's our job. We're in journalism. Our duty is to inform people. 2 years into a war that's reshaping the entire world, most Americans are not informed. They have no real idea what's happening in this region. Here in Russia or 600 miles away in Ukraine. But they should know. They're paying for much of it in ways they might not fully yet perceive. The war in Ukraine is a human disaster. It's left hundreds of thousands of people dead, an entire generation of young Ukrainians, and it's depopulated the largest country in Europe. But the long-term effects are even more profound. This war has utterly reshaped the global military and trade alliances. And the sanctions that followed have as well. And in total, they have upended the world economy. The post-World War II economic order, the system that guaranteed prosperity in the West for more than 80 years, is coming apart very fast, and along with it, the dominance of the US dollar. These are not small changes. They are history-altering developments. They will define the lives of our grandchildren. Most of the world understands this perfectly well. They can see it. Ask anyone in Asia or the Middle East what the future looks like. And yet the populations of the English-speaking countries seem mostly unaware. They think that as nothing has really changed. And they think that because no one has told them the truth. Their media outlets are corrupt. They lie to their readers and viewers. And they do that mostly by omission. For example, since the day the war in Ukraine began, American media outlets have spoken to scores of people from Ukraine, and they have done scores of interviews with Ukrainian President Zelensky. We ourselves have put in a request for an interview with Zelensky, and we hope he accepts. But the interviews he's already done in the United States are not traditional interviews. They are fawning pep sessions specifically designed to amplify Zelensky's demand that the U.S. enter more deeply into a war in Eastern Europe and pay for it. That is not journalism. It is government propaganda. Propaganda of the ugliest kind, the kind that kills people. At the same time, our politicians and media outlets have been doing this, promoting a foreign leader like he's a new consumer brand. Not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Most Americans have no idea why Putin invaded Ukraine or what his goals are now. They've never heard his voice. That's wrong. Americans have a right to know all they can about a war they're implicated in, and we have the right to tell them about it because we are Americans too. Freedom of speech is our birthright. We were born with the right to say what we believe. That right cannot be taken away no matter who is in the White House. But they're trying anyway. Almost 3 years ago, the Biden administration illegally spied on our text messages and then leaked the contents to their servants in the news media. They did this in order to stop a Putin interview that we were planning. Last month, we're pretty certain they did exactly the same thing once again. But this time, we came to Moscow anyway. We are not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We are here because we love the United States, and we want it to remain prosperous and free. We paid for this trip ourselves. We took no money from any government or group, nor are we charging people to see the interview. It is not behind a paywall. Anyone can watch the entire thing, shot live to tape and unedited, on our website, tuckercarlson.com. Elon Musk, to his great credit, has promised not to suppress or block this interview once we post it on his platform, X, and we're grateful for that. Western governments, by contrast, will certainly do their best to censor this video on other less principled platforms because that's what they do. They are afraid of information they can't control. But you have no reason to be afraid of it. We are not encouraging you to agree with what Putin may say in this interview, but we are urging you to watch it. You should know as much as you can. And then, like a free citizen and not a slave, you can decide for yourself. Thanks.
I love that. He's like, then the NSA spied on us again last month, but we came anyway. A big F you to the intelligence community and to the Biden administration who's trying to suppress this interview, trying to keep them from telling the truth.
Well, it's now remarkable. It will be very telling to see what platforms like YouTube and Facebook do with this. Will they demonetize other people who they may let it go on its own, but then demonetize people who talk about it in a certain way?
That's a great point. I mean, this is a strategy that these big tech platforms do, right? So there are certain topics that you can cover them, but YouTube will not allow them to push out to an audience. Like, oh, we didn't block it. We just didn't push it. We didn't allow it to grow
organically. They can downrank it.
Downrank it, suppress it. I mean, we see this. We study the data. We know how they do this.
They also use it as a dragnet, though, to get a bunch of people to put this stuff out. And then they've got everybody that they can ban at the same time. Because you'll see, like, multiple channels go down all at the same time for covering the same subject. And there's just, like, no warning. It just all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because whatever the YouTube decides to do that day, they just block and, you know, they do that. They change their terms of service all the time. We have journalist friends, in fact, friend of the show like Kavork Almasian. Like he has stuff, you know, he's just covering what's going on in Syria. He's happening in his own country about the illegal occupation with U.S. forces in that country and gets blocked, demonetized, downranked. And he has to rely on Patreon support in order to, you know, to be able to feed his family. I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is the type of free speech that we hope for. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, monetization aside, like, people don't also realize the danger these guys put their lives in by doing this stuff. Like, by going against the U.S. government, by going against the Syrian government, stuff like Kevorkian, they put their lives in danger to bring us this information. And not only are they fighting, you know, their own governments, but they're fighting the censorship on these platforms who work in lockstep with our governments to suppress this stuff. So these guys are really putting themselves out there for us to get this information, and we should welcome it and not be so dismissive of it.
Okay. And it'll be interesting to see on YouTube, because Tucker has a YouTube channel now. You know, he's gonna of course do the interview on X. He'll publish it there, and then he'll also publish it on YouTube. It'll be interesting to see how YouTube handles it, and do they just push it down, or you know, to see how many views he gets on Twitter with it, or X.
Yeah.
Versus YouTube, and see, you know, Rumble, it'll be fine because it's a free speech platform. Not worried about that. But anyway,
well, there's talk. Just real quick, there's talk because Joe Rogan just signed a $250 million open platform deal with a non-exclusive with Spotify. And Spotify is going to buy ads against Joe Rogan on YouTube and everything like that. So people are hoping that that shows YouTube that there will be ad money that people will spend on controversial content, because if Spotify is buying the ads on Rogan's controversial videos, they're not going to pull it down because they're making a lot of money.
Should be clear. Yeah, it should be interesting and clear about something. Like, you as an advertiser, you have the ability on YouTube to select if you want controversial content. And actually, it's a little bit cheaper to advertise on those particular.
Yeah, you can specifically pick what channel you want to advertise on.
Yeah. So you can choose as an advertiser to support, you know, and when they say sensitive issues or controversial content or whatever, like,
what they mean is wrong think.
Right. Yeah. That's a great point. Like, they think, oh, it's just wrong think. But you have a choice and you can do that. And you can actually pay less if you want as an advertiser to reach that audience. And maybe that's what advertisers should do, because it seems like that type of content attracts people like you who are watching right now, smart people. Right. So wouldn't it behoove advertisers to try to run ads to you guys, smart people who are watching, not brainless, dead, you know, just random, you know, random crap challenge videos and cat videos, you know?
Now, can I just bring up a topic about the content of this interview, though? Because there is part of me that thought, okay, I spend a lot of time studying Ukraine and Russia and their histories and the history of this conflict, things that are not said. And it occurred to me, what if this is, what if something that he says we're wrong about, right? What if we're wrong? What if we were,
and
I've thought about this a lot.
If something that Putin says that we've been covering and we are wrong
and
about
that
it.
We've been wrong.
And
yeah.
We've been,
and so there was part of me that's like, huh, okay, maybe, you know, maybe the take that we have come around to that this was not an unprovoked war on the whim of Vladimir Putin, but instead a protection of people who've been terrorized for a decade. What if that's not true? Right? What if all the guests we've had saying as such were not right? Like, I don't know. Well, you know, there's something here that I'm like, okay, if there's something that I need to see that I didn't see before, I'm willing to see it.
Great. And that's why you do the interview. Like someone in the chat says,
right.
The best thing you can say about it is that Tucker is trying. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. And so he's trying to get the answers and we should all be able to see this interview and we should all hear it. And if he comes out, he's like, no, I didn't care about the people of the Donbass at all. I wasn't trying to prevent a genocide for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I too, like Angela Merkel, never intended to support the Minsk agreements, you know? Like, what if he drops
I
these...
do, in fact, want credit, Poland.
Though. Yeah, I want to take Poland. I do want to invade Germany.
I would like all of Europe.
But, yeah. You know, Alaska? That's next. Next on our list is Alaska.
To give us some credit, we have played, anytime Putin has done speeches that we've been allowed to see, we have played them and listened to his context. And so I don't think that's going to happen in this case because we've seen him talk about those things that you would think that he would come out, you know, maybe different about. We've covered those speeches.
I think what I'm trying to say is even someone who doesn't expect to be surprised by Vladimir Putin is willing. I'm willing to be surprised. And I think that's how we all collectively have to approach it, not... right or you were right, but what is it we need to see here that we haven't seen yet?
And that's the way you have to approach every conversation and everything that you watch. I always try to watch everything without an agenda going into it. Like, oh, this person's going to get this all wrong. I try to not do that. It's hard sometimes based on some people that you listen to, but I really try to do that and take in the information as I'm getting it and then process it and not go into it with a preconceived agenda, because if you do that, then you're not going to be open to potentially hearing something that could change your mind and give you the more information to move in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tucker and I were texting yesterday, right before the interview. And I said, look, I have to admit, I said, you know, what you've been able to do is inspiring for journalists. And I said, you have the power to change things in profound ways because you're able to bring truth to people. And he said, he said, I want to help end this war, and which is wrecking the United States. And I think that's at the heart of all of it. You know, I won't tell you what else he said, and I'll keep that between he and I. But that's one piece I wanted to share with you, that's at the heart of this. It's destroying the United States.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most important things here. It's killing hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians, and it's destroying the United States. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.